So yesterday we covered some of the basic rules of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Today we're going to discuss how to apply those rules. So we mentioned that there are five basic exceptions to the Isur Melacha Chol HaMoed. Number one is when something is Tzorech HaMoed. Now, Tzorech HaMoed is not always a heter. In fact, it's a very minimal heter. It very rarely applies. Tzorech HaMoed does not apply to anything that's a Maisa Uman, for instance. Anything that requires a professional to do would not be a heter of Tzorech HaMoed. And that doesn't mean that you need a professional. You need someone with professional level skills to do it. So like we mentioned yesterday with the electric thing, if someone is a good electrician and he doesn't work as an electrician, that's still Maisa Uman. An average woman is considered to be a skilled seamstress, at least used to be in Halacha, considered to be a skilled seamstress, and therefore would be called a Maisa Uman. You would have to sew things very poorly in order for sewing to not be called a Maisa Uman. Most of us, if we tried, it would probably not be a Maisa Uman, definitely not be a Maisa Uman. Also, it's only permissible to do Maisa Hedyot on Chol HaMoed when it's a Tzorech HaMoed if you didn't intentionally try to schedule that act for the sake of Yontif, right? You didn't try to say in advance, oh, I'm so busy before Yontif, I'll wait till Chol HaMoed to do it. If you do that, then even a Maisa, even Tzorech HaMoed, Maisa Hedyot would still be Aser. Also, you're not allowed to charge money for your services. Even if it's a Tzorech HaMoed, even if it's a Maisa Hedyot, even if you didn't schedule it, you're not allowed to charge money for it. And also, if it's a Zilzal HaMoed, you're not allowed to do it. Basically, all the things that we said that could be exceptions and considerations don't work for Tzorech HaMoed. Tzorech HaMoed is the most minimal of all the five heterim. Whenever you have any other concern that could possibly minimize it, Tzorech HaMoed goes away. A person, for instance, you're allowed to drive a car on Chol HaMoed because it's a Tzorech HaMoed, right? You need to get to where you want to go. So it's a Maisa Hedyot. It fits all the heterim, right? It's a Maisa Hedyot. You're not getting paid to do it. You shouldn't take payment to drive a car. You weren't mechavin melach Chol HaMoed, say, oh, I'll drive later. No, you're driving to wherever you need to go, and it's not considered a zilzal HaMoed. However, if there's no Tzorech HaMoed whatsoever, let's say you're just taking driving lessons. So you're not going anywhere, you're just trying to figure out how to drive so that you can drive later. Mistama, that would be asir. Second category, Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. Tzorech Ochel Nefesh is anything for food preparation, is even Mutar and Yantif itself. So you're allowed to do things, even if it's a Maisa Uman, you're allowed to do Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. Even if it takes skill, if it's for Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to do it. Not only that, over here we go in the other direction. Almost all the Kulas apply. That even if it takes skill, you're allowed to do it. And even if you intentionally waited for Chol HaMoed to cook, you could have cooked all your food in advance, but you decided to wait till Chol HaMoed to cook, still okay. For Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to eat it anyway. Even if it involves Tircha Yisera, you're allowed to do Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. Even if you get paid for it, you're allowed to do Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. All of the heterim apply by Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh is the most expansive. So the first two, we have the most limited, it's Tzorech HaMoed. The most expansive is Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. Number three, Tzorech HaRabim, when it's a need that the Rabim have. So even if it's a Maisa Uman, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed if it's for the Tzorech HaRabim. So let's say the walkway up to the shul is damaged and there are broken bricks or whatever, so you need a professional bricklayer to fix it and to make it walkable and passable, and the Rabim needs it. So even though it's a Maisa Uman, you're allowed to do it. Now, the reason for this is that people who volunteer to do things for the community usually don't have that much free time during the rest of the year. So it's mutter for them to wait till Chol HaMoed, because that's when they're free from the other things. That's when they're going to be able to do things, litzarech the tzibur. But you can only do it if it's going to provide some sort of benefit on Chol HaMoed. If the benefit that it's going to provide is not going to be on Chol HaMoed, then you're not allowed to do it. So like we said, if something in the shul is messed up and needs some help or something like that, that fits the category of Tzorech Rabim. One of the more popular heterim is the heter of Davar Ha'avud, right? Davar Ha'avud is also a major heter when it comes to Melechas Chol HaMoed. Davar Ha'avud is as follows. Anything that, if you don't do it now, you'll incur a major loss, is included in the category of Davar Ha'avud. So that applies even if it's Maisa Uman, you're allowed to do something that's a Davar Ha'avud. However, if you look carefully in the Halacha, in Simon Tavkuf Lamed Zayin, and the Mishnah Berurah there, in Sivkat and Yud, and Tavkuf Mem, Sivkat and Beis, you'll see that there seems to be a basic chilik in Davar Ha'avud. That if it's a major loss, then you're allowed to do a Maisa Uman for Davar Avud. If it's only a minor loss, then you're not allowed to do Maisa Uman, you're only allowed to do Maisa Hedyot. You're still allowed to do Malacha, but only Maisa Hedyot. It's only permissible to do a Davar Avud if it's something that you have and you're going to lose. the loss of opportunity, poskim say, is not considered davar avud. The fact that I could have gained something and now I won't gain it, that's not called davar avud. It has to be something in hand that you have that you could lose. And even if the work is not needed for Yontif, you're not going to actually benefit from that work on Yontif, but you're going to lose something after Yontif if you don't take care of it now. That would also be Davar HaAvud. So if there's a stain, that if you don't do something about it now, put something on it to make sure that it doesn't it doesn't get settled in, and the clothing is going to be ruined. It's not going to get ruined on Yontif, but it'll be ruined by after Yontif, by the time it's totally settled in. That would be Davar HaAvud. So for instance, if a guy has a job, and if he doesn't show up for the whole week, he's going to lose his job. That's a davar avod. A job is considered something that you actually have. But if you work in the kind of business where you work when you want to work, like you trade stocks or whatever, so you work when you want to work, you don't work when you don't want to work, and you're working with your own investments, your own money, so if you take off from that day, so yeah, you may lose certain opportunities to make money, but it's not a davar avod. Now, if you have a feeling that a stock is going to lose a tremendous amount of money, or you have whatever, I don't want to say insider information because that's illegal, but let's say you have you realize something is spiraling out of control, and if you don't get rid of it, you're going to lose a lot of money. So that luchara would be a davar avud. Now, if a person has vacation days from work, some stomach they should use them on chol hamoed, even though it's very difficult to tell people to do that. The stomach is better to use the vacation days on chol hamoed than to work on chol hamoed. If you own a factory and your workers are relying on the parnasa that they're going to get, and you have to pay them either way, whether they come into work or not come into work, so then the work is probably a davar avud because that's something that you're relying on meikara. What about writing on Chol HaMoed? So writing on Chol HaMoed is mutter litzorech HaMoed. It's aser in general, so to just stam doodle for no reason is aser. But if there's any sort of tzorech HaMoed, it's mutter to write on Chol HaMoed. A person, however, is not allowed to write with Maisa Uman on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to write calligraphy on Chol HaMoed, or let's say a sofer, to write in a Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed. If it's the only Sefer Torah in the shul, and it's Litzorach Rabim, so then Maisa Uman is going to be permissible Litzorach Rabim, right? That we already explained. If they need it for the Moed, so that your Sofer is allowed to do. But if it's just Stam, to fix the Sefer Torah, and the shul has other Sefer Torah, a Maisa Uman is not permissible. Writing is not permissible with the Maisa Uman. There was an interesting discussion in the Poskim about 30 years ago, when typing became much more popular, with the advent of the home computer, and everyone was typing. It wasn't just people who were lucky enough to own typewriters. Everyone was typing all the time. So is that called writing with a Maisa Uman? Because it writes so perfectly. It comes out just right. So is that called the Maisa Hedyot, and therefore it's Mutal Vitzorach HaMoed no matter what? Or is it a Maisa Uman where it's not going to be Mutal Vitzorach HaMoed? So that's a big discussion in the Poskim, and there's Machlokas HaPoskim about it. Most Poskim seem to have come to the conclusion, at least by now, that typing on a computer, even if you're going to print it out, right, what was the issue? The Chakira is, do we look at the Maisa or the Totsah? Is it the Maisa of typing, where the Maisa itself is a Maisa Hedyot, doesn't take any expertise, or the Totsa'a, that the result is you're left with perfect block print, which is the Totsa'a, which is the result, which is Maisa Uman. So most folks seem to have come to the consensus that it's mutter to type, certainly if you're not going to print it out, that it's mutter to type or to text or to do things like that on Chol HaMoed, make phone calls even though it's going to come up on someone's caller ID, right? It's mutter to do things like that. Litzorach HaMoed, those are all writings that are not, certainly not Maisa Uman, and Lechor are all mutter. Taking a haircut on Chol HaMoed, Chazal asered taking a haircut on Chol HaMoed, and the reason they asered it is because they were afraid that if they allow you to take a haircut or shave on Chol HaMoed, that you're then not going to take a haircut or shave in advance of Chol HaMoed. Now there is one major svara lekula that Rav Moshe talks about over here, that if you have a person who shaves every single day, so being able to shave tomorrow is not going to discourage him from shaving today. He shaves every day, so then maybe there's reason to be mekel to shave on Chol HaMoed. Certainly someone who has to go to work, and it's important for him that he be able to shave on Chol HaMoed in order to be able to go to work. So Mestama that can rely on that heter to shave on Chol HaMoed. But it should be noted that if you're going to go to work on Chol HaMoed, and therefore you're going to shave because you're going to work on Chol HaMoed, let's say you take the last day of Chol HaMoed off. You know, it's Erev Yontif, if you want to help around the house or whatever, so you take the last day of Chol HaMoed off. So l'chora, the last shaving should be done before your last day of work. Right? After you've already gone to work, you're not going back to work anymore, so in the stomach you don't have the that heter. Now, if you're relying on Rav Moshe's heter, of a person who shaves every day, then you have that heter whether you're going to work or not. And then you're going to say, one might argue that if I'm going to shave every day Chol HaMoed when I'm going to work, so it'd be a big bizayin on the last day, right before Yantif, I'm going into Yantif, and that's when I'm going to come in. The whole rest of Chol HaMoed, I was perfectly clean shaven, and now I'm going to come in unkempt. Okay, so there's room to argue that there might be room for a kula in that situation. Laundry is also to do on Chol HaMoed, even Litzarech HaMoed, even if you could benefit from the laundry on Chol HaMoed. Children, however, who constantly need clothing, and they always mess up their clothing, and they get dirty, and they change it a million times a day, so it's preferable to do one big wash rather than wash piece by piece. It used to be, in the times of Chazal, each piece required more washing, so they said, just wash exactly what you need, and no more. But nowadays, you're going to put in a load. So what? You're going to put in a small load, and then if you need more later, have to do laundry again? Much easier to put in a bigger load. Error on the side of caution that you're going to need more, right? Assume you're going to need more than you think you're going to need, and that way you'll have done one big load, and you'll have everything. Poskim say, though, that you shouldn't throw in adults' clothing. You don't say, once I'm doing the children's clothing, I might as well put in the adults' clothing as well and wash those as well. So that we're not so makel with. Ironing clothing that will be used for Yantiv is mutar on Chol HaMoed. Chazal never extended the Isra of laundry to ironing as well. And the last thing, the minhag seems to be, is a machlokas haposkim actually, about cutting nails on Yantif. The Ramo is machmir. Minhag seems to be that people generally are machmir about cutting nails on Yantif. Biting nails, if one has that terrible habit, then l'chora it should be mutter to do on Yantif. If you usually cut your nails Erev Shabbos, it could be that you're allowed to do so on Erev, not it could be, you are allowed to do so on Erev Shabbos of Chol HaMoed as well. Hair cutting and laundering are different than cutting nails. If you cut your nails in Erev Yantif, it's still, and you hold its mutter to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed, it's still mutter to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed, regardless. So it's not like hair cutting or whatever else, where it's going to be usher during Chol HaMoed. So that is the basic kitzur of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. The rest, go and learn or ask.